Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I was going to pull out the little thing and I can't remember what it is.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, big thank you to Marcy Weiser of Live 105.
She's awesome. Classy.
Joined us for 10 minutes, had a little fun. It's a Friday.
So boss, you won't get mad here. If I go in there with her and fill in for you?
Of course not. Just cannot.
You really mean that?
I'd prefer if you wouldn't. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, she was great.
But and clearly.
Does something to you, like diffuses you of some of your weaponry.
Well, you know what, Guru?
And I'm having fun with that.
I'm going to be honest.
And I just hone in.
I'm going to be honest. I have 3 daughters. So I'm very comfortable around women.
One about to get married. Congratulations.
Correct. That's correct.
No invite for Goo, but
my brother didn't even get invited.
You got no chance. But you don't like him.
I know. I don't like you either. She's getting married in a month. Goo. A month.
You giving her away?
You know, it's going to be somewhat of an untraditional wedding. However, that's a good question.
Well,
I would assume.
You'll be there. That's all that matters.
Of course.
Why would I? I'm so random.
Of course. Yeah. You know what?
I got Joski Love, real quick on the chat. We got a great our guest. Marcy is official. Yeah. Like a referee with a whistle.
Yeah, she was dynamite. Dynamite. What was I going to say?
About your daughter. I just interrupted.
Married,
yeah. Untraditional. You'll be there. You're sad.
Like a bump on a pickle.
Mr. Etchell.
Who's that?
My science teacher that said that to me.
That's
Darryl,
why
you're sitting there like a, he told Norm it was teacher's night, parents' night.
I mean, I don't want to.
Sitting in the back like a bump on a pickle. I was like, damn.
I don't want to stroke your ego too much, but that's what she said earlier today. She's like, I was listening to you guys the other day, and oh my God, Guru had me cracking up.
She said that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why we were vibing.
Yeah, and I said, why? Not that funny. She said, he said something I'd never heard before. I was like, what? He said, bump on a pickle. Oh, that had me rolling. And I was like, oh God. Wait till the 7th time you hear it. It won't be as funny. What were you going to say about Halliburton? What's the matter?
I'm getting mad. Because the trolls are out. I love them. They love me. But it's a love-hate relationship. You've poisoned them. Guru ready to say OKC or Jokers. I'm not.
Nah, you kind of are.
It was a great basketball game. But I'm sitting here in the bushes like OKC. Okay, now y'all playing. I mean, man, the Pacers just, they don't quit. And Tyrese Halliburton, along with 7 other Pacers, and we got to be prepared for Willard today.
Why?
Do you remember the content that started the crossover yesterday when he said he just has, I'm paraphrasing, a gut feeling about Indiana, and he was putting some chicken on the Pacers?
That's right.
Be prepared.
550.
He's not that dude, type of dude to super gloat, but he'll pat himself on the back.
I tell you what.
Yeah. Oh, God, what?
Evan took a big shot at Willard yesterday, but because I love Evan.
He's snitching-y.
Oh, yeah.
I love Evan. Pay it. No.
No, I know. Oh, I will.
Man up and say it.
Because it's going to be so.
Since you guys are moonlighting behind my back.
So, we're watching the Giants game at the, you know, whatever. The crossover was two-ish. The game was going on. And Padres scored, I think, what, two in the second or third?
Yeah, Machado hit a homer.
Yeah, so it's 2-0. Willard comes into the crossover, and usually he dominates. And usually, you know, he occupies 83% of the entire crossover.
Well, I went four corners.
Yes. But yesterday, he was kind of watching the Giants, so he wasn't as involved.
Oh, okay.
And then, what's his name? The new our new all-star, Dominic Smith.
Yeah.
He doubles, and Willard is, like, jumping around like a child.
Well, he's got this new thing on Twitter. Woo.
And Evan goes, tell Willard it's the third inning.
Oh, what? That's not it. What? I was looking for something to cut him. That's not
Well, he was acting like it was game four of the World Series.
Fan is short for fanatic. You seen what he's doing on Twitter? You would know. Evan,
tell me.
Every at bat by Eldridge, he's posting what happened. And Eldridge had a grand slam in AAA, Sacramento. Macramento for some.
That's not, nobody calls it that.
The streets. just be quiet and lay out the streets.
When he watches a River Cats game, then we can have a conversation.
All right, but a grand slammy.
Okay. Can I tell you something about the game last night?
I don't think we're giving it enough love.
No, we will. We will. So I'm watching the game. Oh, boy, was this a little pet peeve. And now Marcy's been gone for 10 minutes, so I'm getting upset again.
I'm here for you.
I'm watching the game, and they put up a graphic. The Pacers are 7-1 in clutch games in the playoffs. That's not a statistic.
Oh.
It is not a statistic.
Well,
clutch is not a statistic. It's arbitrary.
Curry won the clutch award a couple years ago.
It's a joke.
Oh, wow.
Okay, let me tell you what. Let me tell you what a statistic is. Batting average with runners in scoring position.
Okay,
that's a stat.
I got
free throw percentage. That's a stat. 3-point field goal percentage. That's a stat.
So it's
rebounds
clutch time.
Per game. That's a stat. This is an arbitrary thing where somebody came up with a cockamamie idea that we're going to call something clutch time by our standards that mean nothing to anybody else. 5 minutes in an NBA game is clutch? Get out of here.
Wow.
Get out of here.
But the last five minutes, Steiny.
Don't tell me what clutch is. Don't tell me what clutch is. It's
I'm trying
it's
to help
crap.
You, but Steiny, it's crunch. It's go
no, it's,
time.
No,
Who's got the biggest cojones?
Okay.
The last 5 minutes.
No. I think crunch
so
time,
the basket.
Last 2 minutes.
All right.
Last 2 minutes is clutch. And it's got to be a
but
one
then
possession
you don't get
game.
That big sample size.
Thank you. Because it's not clutch.
So you would tell this to Curry's face when he got the award a couple years ago.
Yes,
and
I would.
They did make the playoffs.
Yes, I did.
I'm just saying.
Yes, I would.
I just.
They had.
I get the premise, man.
Okay. So. 50 of 80 games are technically clutch games because it's always a 5-point game with 5 minutes left.
Well,
it's a joke.
Yeah, but honestly, it's not. Though.
Yeah, in the NBA, where nobody cares about the regular season, nobody, now they're going to say, oh, even though the NBA regular season doesn't matter, we're going to create something arbitrary that make people think that the games are more important than they are. Hit the pike. Get out. Of my face.
I think you're by yourself.
No,
I appreciate the passion.
If you make a shot with 4:58 left and it makes it 80-75, it's not a clutch shot.
Yeah.
I mean,
Pacers did what they
point
did.
Stands, though. It still is a stat.
Yeah.
It's a concocted statistic. That's
but
all.
Not every shot is made in just under 5 minutes. Like last night was a clutch game. And they've been very good in them.
Oh, my gosh.
But you're missing the point.
You could argue the most clutch.
I don't subscribe to that being a phrase. Anything. It means nothing. I'm 70 years old, okay?
Oh.
I've had a definition for clutch time for 57 years. some tool working for the NBA is not going to try to impose his idea of what clutch or crunch time is on me. That's not happening.
What's your definition?
Like, yeah. 2 minutes.
No, my definition is I'll tell you when I see it.
Well, that's not a definition.
You
tripping.
Oh, boy.
You're the guy that's there like, are not, I'm not going to stop at the red light.
So you didn't see me just spill water?
No, I can't. I tried to have your back.
You imbecile. There aren't seven clutch shots a game. Thank you.
Stoney, there can be 11 a game. All dependent. You go, come on, man. I'm really bothered that first quarter, second quarter, come on. Last 5 minutes of a final or a championship game, that's like baseball. The seventh, eighth, and ninth are different.
If you want to use it as clutch time, feel free. But don't bring it up to me like it has any credence.
Well, I think you're Gilligan. I think you're on the island all by yourself.
I don't.
And this is why you are who you are. Like, the stuff that we all accept bothers you.
Watch this. 888-957-9570. Who's with me on this? On this crap, this concocted crap that the NBA keeps coming up with.
Don't read the chat, Austin in San Jose.
Well, he's a...
No.
He's a...
I've got to read it. I'll read it for you.
He's the...
Steiny's still riding his stick.
He's the YouTube version of me, Austin. But you're going to listen to him. You don't listen to me.
Oh, yeah. So. You're losing this one, buddy.
The Pacers. It
was horrible. It's the Pacer gang. Like, Steiny, I'm telling you, man.
Now you like him.
I've always liked him.
Who was the first guy at 95.7 The Game who said, I got to tell you what, Pacers have action.
Is that
they
why
are
you're,
good.
Just real quick, because is that why you're in this business? You are Mr. Victory Lap. That's all you're in it for, is I got one right, and that's why you hate
I get
that
it
I
all
have a,
right.
No, Steiny,
I get it all right.
Like, that hurts me. You are too
live
old
with it.
To be,
live
I got
with
something
it.
Right. How many you got wrong, or how
very
many non-takes
few.
Did you not get?
Very few.
Are you trying to claim
very
Indiana?
Few.
No, your
absolutely.
Team is in Minneapolis.
They were
they
they're
are
my Western
home.
Conference team.
Oh, stop, Evan, get your boy.
You said you hated Rick Carlisle.
Man!
I did, back in the day.
Oh,
when he was coaching the Mavericks, I thought I wasn't a big fan of him. But now I love his fit with this team.
Oh my
Carlisle.
Gosh. You're getting exposed. You're telling on yourself.
What do you mean?
Now you're good? No, you don't get this over. Divorce is final.
See, this is where I like to challenge Warrior fans too. Remember when you all used to laugh at Miles Turner?
I've never laughed at him.
Yes, you have. How about this? Circa 2000 and whenever the Wiseman pick was made. Hey, should the Warriors use the pick on James Wiseman? Or maybe they could do a deal. You know what? They could trade the number two and come out of it with Miles Turner. We don't want Miles Turner. He stinks.
Nobody, real basketball aficionados, nobody even fixed their mouth to say that. And I'm happy for him. Steiny, they remind me of the 14th. So does OKC to a degree. They're just deep. And they keep coming at you. Willard said real quick on the thread, you're making it easy for what's bugging you today. Wow.
I think he's talking to me.
Might be Evan. Evan ain't scared.
So what, this is supposed to be the first time they're going to take subject matter from us? Please.
No, we've never went at each other on, you know what, Willard or Dibs, you're bugging me. It's pretty funny.
Here's how Willard starts the show usually. So Shasky said something in the morning that I thought was completely wrong. And Steiny, you said something that you're going to have to explain to me. And Guru, I don't know what you were talking about.
He's never
we love
said
you,
that.
Willie.
You got something for him, Guru, right?
Well, you guys kind of ruined it.
The other guy, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know what?
I was saying that. You guys ruined it, though. You ruined it. Sometimes you got to let it breathe.
You can tell he's not listening because he's not in the chat.
No, Dibs is our... He's never in the chat, is he?
Oh my gosh.
I saw Bonte in the chat the other day.
No way.
He misses us.
You think?
He misses the streets.
He was listening to the Marcy segment.
Of course he was.
We didn't get rave reviews from him, though, either.
Well, of course not. He's jealous.
Well, I didn't think of it like that.
Give me the... Hey, you know how the boss...
Bonte, I didn't think of it.
You know how the boss is always... Every time you look in the boss's office, he's either like... poring over numbers that he can't understand, or he's putting together some montage of Curry highlights.
Can
those
I,
are
real
the
quick,
two,
Stoney, can I just, before you finish?
You don't like that?
No, I don't like that he likes you. He shouldn't like you because you do this, but go ahead.
He knows. He knows. Anyway, we got to get the numbers for the 10:30 segment because I think they're going to blow up. Let's go to the legal.
Well, the show's healthy.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Fran.
I tell you what, I don't know how many games the Valkyries are going to win, but I watched them in Phoenix last night. They play their asses off.
Well, they should. They're an expansion team.
They blew that game.
What do you think?
Evan, I didn't want to go there, but they did.
They blew that game.
They play hard, man. We need to get some of the players on.
We're going to.
What do you mean
boss, we're going to? I've been talking to Raymond Ritter and the boss about it. We're going to have a Valkyries presence probably pretty soon.
No, you get clearance from me, too.
Well.
Speaking of the boss, I don't think he was very happy with our pregame show brought to you by New Vodka.
Are you serious about that?
Hold on. We were in his office.
I thought it was pretty good.
Was it the locale? Oh,
it was the destination.
Oh. And it was your pea brain idea. Let's go in his office when he's not there.
It was Evan's.
I know.
Just dime me out.
Oh,
Evan
boy.
Picked the lock, in fact.
I texted Myers last night.
Of course you did.
I got a bone to pick with ESPN.
You are so thirsty.
You can't do a pregame for the finals and not do post. They go to SportsCenter. TNT, the best part of Charles, Ernie's, Jack, and Chuck. I said Chuck twice. Is we get to see the aftermath.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just do the pre and drive off. I told him I didn't like.
No, I'm sure changes are on the horizon.
He didn't respond. Dude, I'm waiting.
That'd be the best job in sports. You do the pregame, the halftime, then take off.
Oh, my God. That would be great.
You don't even have to watch the second half.
We worked with a guy that did that. Snitches get stitches. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. Let's go to Philmo Mike.
Mike,
he's
on Friday.
He's in San Fran. What's up, Philmo? How you doing?
I'm good.
Mike.
I'm good. Hold on, man. Uh-oh. I was washing dishes, man.
Oh, look
nah,
at it.
Man. I've never agreed with a white person, a Caucasian person, this many times in 2 weeks. But Steiny, and shout to the man out there, Happy Man Health Awareness Month. But Steiny,
yeah.
I totally agree. It's going to drive me crazy. They keep making up these cockamamie stats.
Wow.
That's not a stat.
Mm-mm.
That's, bro, I swear to God, I kid you not. You know what it remind me of? I'm going to call it the gentrification of basketball.
Oh, my goodness.
I swear to God, this was going on. They're trying to. It's like in the Mission, right? It's a Mexican. It's a taqueria. They all damn near got the same name. But on 24th Street in the Mission, they have a parenthesis underneath 24th Street that says Latino District. Duh! Of course, I know it's a Latino district. It's all these Mexican shops with burritos and all type of stuff. Duh. I can see that, bro. Cesar Chavez Street is right there. So my point is this. When you see Clutch, you know Clutch.
Mm, yes.
You don't got to tell me what's Clutch.
Wow.
I know what's Clutch.
I like that.
You can't give me a time span of what Clutch is. You could be Clutch in the first quarter. You could be Clutch in the third quarter. He was Clutch in that third quarter. How many times have you heard Clay? Clay, we wasn't with Clay for that third quarter, so I don't like the time. Don't try to gentrify my sports.
Wow,
I know sports.
I agree.
It's up to the community to tell people, oh, man, I'm watching the Celtics, Doc. They yelling, foul. They up 1 point, 2 points. Foul in the 60s. So it's like, you know Clutch. My point is like, I can see it. Allow the fan to get educated, leave some intrigue. Don't just think that we're all just dumb.
Mm-hmm. So, Mike, let me give you this. Not being real, but he says that it hits different than when you said, Mike, a couple years ago, Curry won that award. I'm just being real, 100. Did you have a problem with it then when Curry got it? Or you just, like, because if you do, then I'll say this. If Bozos were winning the award, I wouldn't like it. But if Halliburton is at the top, which I think he should be in the dogs, I think what's wrong with it, because we're just putting emphasis on them being clutch.
Nah, I think Curry don't even put that trophy up.
I think it's in Cannon's room.
I think it's almost like saying it's like slapping me in the face with a compliment.
Wow.
It's like, bro, I don't want
right.
this trophy.
Wow.
Like you basically saying that like I'm the best loser.
Wow.
Hey, Mike,
that's what you're saying.
Mike, you get it. Mike, you get it. Mike gets it.
But we're taking the focus off of Halliburton. He's clowning right now with he hit Cleveland for two dagger. This
right.
dude
don't
take
overthink.
Jerry West off the logo and put Halliburton on.
Don't overthink this. This is you ready? Here's how you measure clutch. Hey Goo, who's been the most clutch player in the
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Postseason.
Halliburton.
End of story. End of story. Period.
And you just don't want the award. You and Mike just don't
How
want
How do you
to...
win the clutch award if you don't make the playoffs?
All right. You got that from me.
Steve in Redwood City.
Yeah.
Steve, how you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I'm enjoying your show here.
Thank you. Did you hear Marcy?
Marcy?
Yeah, we had a
no,
special...
No, I heard this last caller.
Oh, okay. Well, we had a special guest at 10:30, but go ahead. You can
Ooh.
Rewind it on the Odyssey app. All you, Steve.
I was playing pickleball, dude.
Nice! Don't hurt yourself.
I look at this thing as just an artificial hype. It's like QVC saying, we only have 8,000 luggage sets left, so you need to get excited and call us now. I just think it's an artificial hype, which is way wow. too much of that in our world today. And I don't need it in my sports world.
I'm totally with you,
wow.
Steve. Thanks for hanging in there. And I'm completely
artificial
with you.
Hype.
It is. It's
wow.
artificial. Wow. Synthetic, if you will.
Well, again, I'm looking forward to finals MVP because to me, that's better than MVP. That means you were the baddest at the most clutch time, which is the whole series, no matter how many games it goes. But, man, the Pacer gang is here, Steiny, and you said something I didn't even tell you. It hit me just about Carlisle, and if somehow he could pull this off.
Yes.
And the last one he got, he beat a LeBron James team where nobody gave Dallas a chance. We'll see. But I just don't like Dagnall messing with his lineup. Why did you take
– It worked. They were up 10 after the first quarter.
It worked. They lost.
Doesn't
so
matter.
It worked. Matters.
So if we're
the
being
first
real with
quarter,
no,
they
the
were up 10.
No, the bottom line is the result.
The rotation got right back
was
on
a
track.
L.
No. No, it wasn't.
I bet he starts Sunday.
Who?
Hardenstein.
Well, then don't yell at me when they're down 10 to start. It's
I'm
about when the guys –
I'm trying to win the game, bud.
Right.
Why did you – you won 68 games.
How did that
why
unit
did you
work?
It doesn't matter.
Oh,
didn't
so
work.
What if they would have – They take Hardenstein out of the lineup, They go 35-8
he was
in the
balling,
first quarter.
Scotty.
Apparently,
and
he wasn't.
Didn't finish the game either.
Oh, well, that's because he's
got
limitations.
Evan, your thoughts.
Here it
I
is.
Think he got
this is what
cute.
He does.
No.
This is what he does. He watches 3 seconds of Oklahoma City Thunder, and now he's going to talk about a coach that he's never heard of before, what,
I'm
2 weeks ago?
I'm part of the league pass
Dagno.
Boys, Bonte and myself. But go ahead, Evan.
What was the biggest play of the game besides the jump shot?
Yeah, Mr.
Probably... was it Nembhard who hit a big three?
Either Nembhard's make or his miss, because there was a rebound that Hartenstein could have got.
And they lost the rebound in battle by 16.
What's your point?
Maybe if you didn't get too cute. Yeah.
Maybe if you knew anything
Pacers,
about
we got
the
a
way,
problem.
Okay.
And go beat them. Okay. What's the, you know what I'm talking about.
You're talking about
dance
every,
with who you brought.
You're
dance with who you brought. Trying to get cute. Oh, what change of that? Yeah.
It is kind of strange. You got
to
admit, Steiner. You won 68 games.
Steve Kerr used 9 different lineups in the playoffs.
Steiner, you know
and
what
he's
we're
a genius.
About.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Pacers in 5.
Dagno hasn't used the word combinations once
I
this year.
I can't, like, I'm sitting there, even Doris and Breen are like,
Vintage
what's going
goo.
On here?
Vintage goo.
By the way, they were up 10 and they turned them over 19 times. Yeah. Can you please get a bigger lead?
No, you got 16 more shot attempts.
Don't tell the Thunder how to play. And don't tell Dagno how to coach.
Sunday.
Oh, God. Is that when it is?
Yeah.
Got to wait till Sunday.
Hey, and you're going to be happy they get so much rest. They get so much rest.
Right. The product will be better.
I'll just give them a week off then.
2 weeks. And we got some sound on that, huh? Adam Silver
No sound. Oh. Sorry. If you want to use it, if you want to use it, you got to find
you
it.
You are a cold jive turkey, man.
I'll find it, Goo.
I love you. Thank you, man.
All right.
You good?
What's that?
You good? I miss Marcy.
888-9. Go see her. She's still doing her show.
I'm on her show, like the threesome.
All right. 888-9.
Simmer.
Oh, gross.
You're such a
simmer.
Oh, my God. What? How old are
How
you?
How juvenile can you be?
That sophomore that just stopped.
Thank you, Goo. So
don't
do
like
it anymore.
That stuff.
Don't do it anymore. Winning with class. That's what we do here. Hold on a sec.
The big three.
Just talk. Right. I got to.
The big three.
Nobody noticed I spilled water.
Okay, my boy Squirt texted me. Let's see if he agrees
with me.
Speaking
of water.
I agree with you. Lack OKC shouldn't have changed their starters. I mean, I coach CYO, Stoney, Eddie House, 3rd and 5th, 8th grade. A couple chips. That's just. We used to meet at Winchell's Donuts. But anyway, dude, what were you doing? You overthought it.
888-957-9570 is the number. What's the most meaningless so-called statistic in sports? I got clutch time
Seth
statistics.
Seth's listening to you and Mike, man.
Of course he's not.
You don't know that.
He's not in the Bay.
Yeah.
I got one that's going to really hurt your childhood.
And he also ain't in the lab. 888-957-9570.
I'm having a good day.
Good for you on 95.7 The Game.
Of course I know it's the Latino district.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.